betting experience, get in the game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Who's ready to save a bucket load at Fleet Farm? Just buy one of our signature 5-gallon buckets for $3.99 and get 15% off anything that fits inside it. Save on Daiwa, Daredevil, and Trilane, DeWalt, and Milwaukee hand tools. Save on snacks, grilling gear, and more. Any qualifying products that fit in the bucket are 15% off now through June 26th. Our bucket sale is just another great way to save on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys!
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm gonna move my car.
New top-tier TriClean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Before we get the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show underway, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Back with you from Petco Park, where tonight the Padres take down the Brewers by a final score of 9-5. A new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. 9-5 your final, Padres over the Brewers. They've taken the first two games of this four-game series. Let's take a look at some scores around the rest of baseball over the course of the day. Today we begin in L.A. The Angels prevail over the Dodgers in extra innings, 3-2. The final in that one, a final Oakland 6 and the Twins 5 in the Bay Area. Nationals 11-5 winners over the Rockies tonight. It was Houston winning 14-11 at home over Baltimore. The Rangers take down the Royals 6-2. Kansas City in a bit of a slide. They're just 7 games above 500 now, as they have not played great baseball over the last couple of weeks. Marlins winners in 10 innings. Boy, they are just the kings of the walk-off this week. 3-2 win over the Mariners, again in 10 innings. Just the 26th win of the year for Miami. Cleveland 7-1. They win it at home over Toronto. Well, the crew tonight had just two ortho ASAP strikeouts of Padres hitters. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. We'll come back with more scores after this. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Padres over the Brewers 9-5 tonight. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Dependable, quality, friendly, superior customer service. When you hear those, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace carries quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Napa Know
How. Hey, this is John. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has proudly served our community, and we want to say thank you for being part of our journey. This month, we're celebrating with unbeatable specials. Get Shell Rotella T4 motor oil for just $17.20 a gallon, and Mobil Delvac 1300 diesel oil for only $17.99. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and take advantage of these incredible deals. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, thank you for 20 fantastic years in Richland Center. Napa Know How.
Hello. My name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Milwaukee Brewers radio broadcasts give you reasons to get excited, keep you informed, and provide a great laugh. It's awesome listening on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 Richland Center.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show, 9 to 5, Padres over the Brewers here tonight in San Diego. They've taken the first two games of this four-game series. For every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, OAW has donated $7,800 for the 78 home runs to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Let's take a look at some other scores around baseball tonight. As the Reds, winners over the Red Sox, 5-2 in Cincinnati tonight. Braves take down the Yankees in New York by a final of 8-1. Detroit 2 and the White Sox won that game in Detroit. Diamondbacks in a rematch of the NLCS from last year. Winners over the Phillies 5-4. And Arizona back to 500 at 38-38 with that victory. The Rays take down the Pirates 10-3 and the Mets all over the Cubs 11-1 at Wrigley this afternoon. Time now for our home run distance recap. The William Contreras home run earlier this year against Pittsburgh went 448 feet. Home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. When we come back, we'll give you the highlights of this one. 9-5 your final. Padres over the Brewers. This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber today. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4414.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie postgame show as the Brewers fall to the Padres by a final of 9-5. Time to jump into the highlights. They're brought to you by Prevea Health. At Prevea Health, they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. And before they begin any kind of treatment, they take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Brewers sending Colin Ray to the mound tonight. It was Dylan Cease for San Diego. And the scoring would begin in the bottom of the second inning, a 0-0 contest. And Jake Cronenworth, who had the walk-off home run last night in his first at-bat, would single into right. Machado would follow with a single himself, and that would set up a Jackson Merrill fielder's choice that would get Cronenworth home after he had gone first to third on the Machado single. Peralta would work a walk, and then Ha-Sung Kim would bounce into a 4-6-3 double play. It was 1-0 Padres through two. It would stay 1-0 until the fifth inning. That's when the crew would get things going against Cease, as they had really made him work up to that point anyway. His pitch count was elevated. He was over 70 pitches going into the fifth. Tyler Black would work a leadoff walk. Then Ortiz would strike out, but Churio with a base hit. And then Bryce Terang, with runners on the corners, would chop a ball up the third baseline. Black would sprint home and initially be called out on a play from Machado to the catcher, Kyle Higashioka, but it went to review, it was overturned, Black was safe, and it was a 1-1 ball game. The next batter was William Contreras.
0-1 to Contreras. Ground ball, right side, base hit. Churio sent around third. He's going to score. Going from first to third is Bryce Terang. 2-1 Brewers on the RBI, knocked by Contreras.
And the line would just keep moving for the Brewers. After Terang with a base hit single, then Contreras, as you just heard, with a base hit single, it was Christian Yelich's turn.
The 1-0. Ground ball towards the middle, base hit. Terang scores. Contreras trying to go from first to third. He will. Yelich will take second on the throw. Terrific base running for the Brewers. They lead it 3-1.
Willie Adames would then strike out. That would be the 10th strikeout of the night for Dylan Cease and the last batter that he would face. He would exit. Tom Cosgrove would come on, the left-hander, and Sal Frelick would reach via the catcher's interference. So the bases were loaded again for Rhys Hoskins.
2-2. Ground ball, third base. Machado fields, throws from his knees, wide. Safe is Hoskins at first base, and the Brewers get one more.
It was 4-1 crew at that point in time. Black then would fly out to left. That would end the inning, but the Brewers felt like they had done a pretty good number against Dylan Cease, knocking him out before he could get through five over the course of this game. But every time in this series that the Brewers put up runs, save for one inning, that was the eighth inning of last night's game, the Padres come right back. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, Colin Ray out there on the mound, after Kim popped up to Terang, Higashioka would work a walk, and Luis Urias with a two-run home run would just like that make it a one-run game. So 4-3 in favor of the Brewers still, but the Padres would come back in the sixth inning. In the bottom of the sixth, they'd play two more runs. They'd get a solo home run from Cronenworth, his third hit of the night. Machado would double, and then after the Brewers would go to the bullpen again for Jared Koenig, Koenig would come in and strike out Merrill, but then Donovan Solano, the pinch hitter, would lace a base hit to center to score another run. Two runs would come across, and just like that, the Padres back out in front by a score of 5-4. Top of the seventh inning, the Brewers turn to try to get back into this thing with one out against Stephen Kolek. Christian Yelich with a base hit. Then Adames with an infield single, and that would set up this at-bat for Sal Frelick. First pitch brought home, and Sal, a bouncer on the left side. Kim fields it. He'll go to the bag himself for one. The throw to first gets away from Arise. Yelich all the way home to score, and we are tied at five. So the Brewers had fought back to tie it up, but just like they've done throughout this series, Padres come back in the bottom of the seventh against a combination of Hobie Milner and Elvis Peguero. Milner started the inning, and he would get a ground out to start the inning, but then a double from Profar, followed by a Cronenworth RBI single. That would be it for Hobie Milner. Then Peguero would come in, and Machado would lace a base hit. Jackson Merrill with a little dying quail into left field. And then a bases-loaded walk for Donovan Solano. In all, the Padres would plate three more runs in the seventh. Then they'd add another one in the eighth. And they would go on and win this game by a final of 9-5. We'll be back, and we will wrap up the broadcast, and we'll go down on the farm as well. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Time now for the Down on the Farm report. It is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Stop by Blaine's Farm and Fleet for all your lawn and garden needs like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawnmowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Well, we begin in Low A, Carolina. The Mudcats 10-2 winners over Columbia tonight. High A, Wisconsin drops one on the road at Fort Wayne 5-4. Double A, Biloxi falls at Rocket City 7-2, your final there. And Nashville gets a great outing out of Chad Patrick, who is now 7-1 with a 2.76 ERA. And the Sounds win it 7-4 at home over Durham. That'll do it for us here tonight. We'll be back with you tomorrow, though. On Deck Show, Bill Pymanards gets underway at 5:40. The game will follow at 6:15. Brewers and Padres, Carlos Rodriguez for the crew, Randy Vasquez for San Diego. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. For Jeff Levering, I'm Lane Grindle saying thanks again for listening, everybody. Again, the final score here tonight, Padres 9 and the Brewers 5. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. we participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Great to go show. Happy Friday to us all. Love it when you join the political party on the political line. Talk or text, hit us up 844-967-2789.
Been a bad week for Milwaukee. I mean, I've been there twice this week, so pretty good for the city.
Man, they feel the same way when Trump comes to town.
Earlier this week, it had a pretty good couple of days, you know, when I was there, but yeah, it's all been downhill since then, Dom. Trump called your city horrible, and of course, you know, he claims he didn't. But 5-1 is a safe bet that Trump insulted Milwaukee ahead of the RNC. Dave Zweifel over at the Cap Times. I'll read a little bit of this in a moment, Dom. But Milwaukee, like it or not, 3 weeks from what, yesterday? 3 weeks from yesterday, Dom. By 3 weeks from now, the RNC's over. But in the meantime, there's lots of chaos that couldn't sue. I know you're quite concerned. And the protests may be larger, more vitriol than 2016, although it'd be hard to top you, the Westboro Baptist Church, and Alex Jones. You guys made quite a cheering section down at the protest park.
I got something to say about that.
But anyways, Dominic, this protest, it's still undecided, I would say, because the federal court soon to intervene, perhaps, if the ACLU of Wisconsin gets its way. But I absolutely believe that Trump crapped on the city of Milwaukee earlier this week. And, you know, Wisconsin Republicans, let's just say they went along with it because that's what they always do. They're in the cult, Tom. Veteran Wisconsin newsman and business owner John Torinas can hardly be accused of being a liberal, but even he is bothered by the hoops Wisconsin Republicans are jumping through to explain Donald Trump's remarks about horrible Milwaukee. The optics haven't been good for the GOP as it prepares to invade, I like that word, invade Wisconsin's largest city in less than a month for the 2024 National Convention, where Trump will certainly be nominated to carry the carry water. CJ does most of the water carrying, him and Gary, to carry the party's banner for the third straight time.
Is it going to be upside down? What is the banner? Let's talk about the banner. We don't have to, but there's lots of options.
The National Republicans selected Milwaukee for the 2024 convention, hoping that it would provide the impetus for a Trump win in the crucial battleground state of Wisconsin this fall. I totally disagree, Dave. Dave Zweifel, the author of this piece. You know why they picked Milwaukee? To stick it to the Dems. Because Joe never made it here. You know, they had their modified convention basically at Joe's house. And Trump had his modified convention the last time at the White House. Joe still won, though. Last time I checked, although don't ask the Trumpsters. But anyways, back to the Dave Zweifel piece. But if the nominee believes the place known as the Cream City for its old pale yellow brick buildings, plus as the beer capital of the world, is nothing more than horrible, all bets could be off. Torinas, the former Milwaukee Journal Sentinel business columnist and publisher of the former West Bend Daily News, was a little more than irritated over the tap dance performed by Wisconsin Republicans who were in the room when Trump made the supposed characterization. In a recent blog on the GM Today, the digital home of the Waukesha Freeman, Washington County Daily News, and area weeklies, Torinas pointed out that the first district GOP congressman, Brian Steil, he was in Racine on Tuesday, greeting the president, Tom. He was also in the room that day on Capitol Hill last week. Now, Brian Stile claimed to be in the room with Trump and insisted the former president never said such a thing. That, however, does not square with the statements from five other Wisconsin Republicans who tried to modify Trump's alleged comment about Milwaukee, the blogger wrote. They tried to mitigate the damage by saying Trump was talking about Milwaukee's crime rate and election integrity, he added. He then included comments made by Republican Senator Ron Johnson, Rojo, and Republican reps Glenn Grothman, Scott Fitzgerald, Tom Tiffany, and Derek Van Orden, all of whom had different theories about what Trump meant. Their comments, Torinus pointed out, were an acknowledgement that Trump had said something about Milwaukee, contrary to what Stile and Trump himself had claimed. Remember back in 2018 when Trump labeled some African-American countries, Haiti and El Salvador, as S-hole nations, asked Torinus. Remember when he referred earlier this year to immigrants as vermin and to his political opponents as scum? Mostly you, Dom. It is beyond debate that Trump is the master of insults. There is no filter between his brain and his mouth. It is in the interest of the Biden campaign to have Trump talking endlessly. It is inevitable that he will come out with more verbal beauties. It is also inevitable that Republican operatives will try to say he didn't mean what he said, Torinus continued. He then added a final thought. If I had to choose between a reporter as a legitimate news source or Donald Trump on truth-telling, I opt for the reporter. And then Zweifel says, and I'll add, a whole room full of Wisconsin elected Republicans. Who would trust them, Dom?
Well, that's the point. And Torinus, thank you for standing up, stating the obvious. That's very discerning and troubling. But what does it say about those Republicans who are so quick and so eager to support their cult leader? To bend it, to twist it, to say, oh, one to even say he never said it, and the other to qualify it, and then what, Trump denies it, says he admits it or acknowledges it, but then denies it. I mean, it says something about every single one of those folks. And you could, it's okay to judge them for it. In fact, they should be judged for it. You should be judging us for what we say, how we do. Are we consistent? Are we honest? You know, everyone should be judged on those things. That's how we evaluate humanity. You know what I mean? You're not going to hang out with them in the bar, the Roman coin. You know, during the convention, maybe you don't want them as your elected official.
Brian Stile, not exactly a truth teller.
No, it never happened. Well, I mean, it was, you know, crime and election integrity, which is all just bunk anyway. So they try to qualify the lie with disinformation. I mean, does it get any lower than that?
He's the one. You know, the 5-1 odds. Five Wisconsin Republican Congress people said Trump meant something different, but he said it. And the one is Stile. He's like the dentist that discourages the use of gum. When they're always 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend.
He's the one guy.
And Brian Stile say, I never heard of gum. Trump never said gum. There is no gum. More devil's advocates. There's more of us on the other side. If you stick around, you could be a part. It's Friday. Air the grievances. 844-967-2789. Living it up when I'm going
down. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. With all the extreme heat already this summer, experts predicting a busy Atlantic hurricane season that has federal disaster agencies preparing. FEMA says climate change is making it harder to predict the impacts of severe weather, but says efforts are underway to be ready to respond to things like hurricanes and tornadoes. Survivors of domestic abuse praising the Supreme Court's decision to uphold federal restrictions on the right to possess guns by those under domestic violence restraining orders. Among them, Kate Ranta, who was shot by her ex-husband in front of their son.
It was horrific. The family court system had let me down time and time again.
Ranta had petitioned the Supreme Court, urging the justices to keep the ban in place. The president of the Teamsters Union is set to speak at next month's Republican National Convention. A sign Donald Trump is seeking to chip away at President Biden's support among blue-collar workers, especially in crucial Midwestern states. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose again in San Diego.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 9-5 to the Padres. On Thursday night, the Padres' hero was second baseman Jake Cronenworth with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. On Friday, Cronenworth was a one-man scoring machine, going 5-for-5 against Brewers pitching, scoring four runs with two more runs batted in.
Towards the gap in right center field. That ball is back, and it's going to be off the bottom of the wall. First five-hit game of his career for Jake Cronenworth.
So San Diego has won the first two of the four-game series. Game three coming up tonight on Fox TV nationwide. The first pitch at 6:15. NFL, several Packers players in New Berlin, Wisconsin today to participate in a cornhole beanbag toss tournament for charity. A.J. Dillon, defensive back Carrington Valentine, will compete with another half dozen players from around the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some heavy rainfall also likely. A low around 68. Showers and storms again for Saturday. Some heavy rainfall. A high near 83. Scattered storms Saturday night. A low of 62. Mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 80. Right now, 71 degrees.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Dom, we air the grievances up around here. Been saving them up all week. I got a lot of problems with you people, especially
you,
fella.
You can't crush them all down, man. You gotta let it out, let it breathe.
Our trash texting attorney buddy Jeff from Sherwood says, "Hey boys, be even greater today. Having a let's just say a crappy day." It's almost over, but you are always the last chapter of my day. Well, I got to say, that's a little sad, Jeff.
You're welcome, Jeff.
What do you day drink and then go to bed at 6 o'clock?
Come on. There's still a whole night left, man. The sun doesn't even go down till 9.
we'll do our best to be even greater than our normal best, greatest efforts.
Ever.
We'll
ever.
Try. We'll try. Here's another one. Andrew from Verona says, you go, Dom. Resist the man, the boss man, Crudy, the taskmaster. Crudy, the taskmaster?
Yeah.
When's the last time I made best. You do anything?
I do it for you. They're yeah. not. Hey, he's not after me. He's after you. I'm in the way.
When's the last time I made you do anything?
Never.
Ever. Ever, never.
Ever. Everything I do willingly. Absolutely.
I have to convince you that it was your good idea or you won't do anything.
Ah, you know, it's just a defense mechanism. Answer is always, no, man, no, no. And then we think about it and I'll make a plan, look at schedules. And then usually it becomes a yes, but I do default to no a lot.
I don't know how I've got you on the calendar for next Thursday night. June 27th, you should all have it circled on the calendar. Barrymore Theater. We could have made announcements weeks and months ago, but no. Maybe. Get back to you're going to have to pay me double time.
It's double, not, it's like triple time, double. Man. Triple doubles, yeah.
Triple. You're like the Kobe Bryant of political broadcast.
I just need three doubles.
And a contract extension. So anyways, the big party going to happen next Thursday, Dom, and that could be the most important debate, presidential debate of your lifetimes, people. You need to be there. The cost, great, free, nothing, cost you nothing. Cost you bub kiss. It's the greatest price ever. I ever? Love this price.
I mean, if this keeps going on pretty soon, we're going to be paying you to show up.
The only thing you got to do is bring cash for the bar. They're a cash-only bar. And if you want to throw a couple bucks in, we'll accept it. Our partners, the Barrymore Theater and the Progressive Magazine, helping the Devil's Advocates put on the best political party of all time. That's next week, Tom. And I've got a few thoughts for the rest of this big show. We're going to, consider taxing the rich. I know this is a crazy notion.
What? When you say tax, what do you mean?
I'll get back to you on that.
All right.
I know you're newly concerned with your, triple double pay grade. We'll talk about that. And we got one of the finest guests that we often have come around, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, joining us in the 5 o'clock happy hour. But Dom, I gotta tell you one more story. I've been working hard. You know, we're getting ready to list the house with our pal Darcy. And this has been a long time in the making. You know, we got the last kid out the door. He's done. We're done. My wife is so done being a parent, from the perspective of having the kids in the nest, let's just say. Right. So they'll be heading off to college, both of them, the two boys left at home. So we're pretty excited about that, except when the tuition bills come. But, we don't need the house in Milton. We don't need the four bedrooms. Three conforming, one non-conforming, but we don't need this house anymore. And it's time to let another family use this house. And I've never worked so damn hard to turn around and give it to somebody else's family. Doesn't anybody else's family own a paintbrush? Hasn't anybody else's family ever said, we should repaint that room after we buy the house? Yes. Do people ever consider doing that? So...
Yes.
When you guys sold, because you guys have downsized empty nesters as well. You've moved into the condo now with a good view. Now, how much of the painting and the manual laboring did you do?
Well, Stephanie did it all. Bless her heart.
Does that mean she hired people or she was out there on a ladder?
Yeah, we were going through because we were kind of debating. We were one of those folks where, again, same thing's out. Kids were out. We had a super low rate, and it was really cheap to live where we were living. But we also recognized the same kind of thing. It's, great house, great neighborhood, but it's just, we're kind of over it. But we're going to stay. If we're going to stay, let's get some new countertops, new backsplash, and so forth. Some new flooring. Well, we were in the midst of that project when the other house and the condo came on the market. We made a move to do that, and it just kind of whirlwinded. So we didn't do the floor. but the counters and the backsplash were already done, so we just left the floor. And I think maybe Seth painted one room, but no. And then my neighbors, my former neighbors, have since informed me that the new family came in, painted everything anyway. So that's kind of what I assume will happen. Because what are you going to do, man? People are going to want to put their own mark on the house. So you got to leave it like acceptable to look at, certainly. But I mean, you know, painting the ceiling, man. But I guess if you got 20 years of, you know, rough housing with the boys on the ceiling, man, you gotta handle that stuff.
I painted the ceiling. I painted the walls on two floors. I painted the trim or replaced the trim. We've got new baseboard trim, shiny white.
Just in time to move out.
You know how I know it's shiny and white? Because I painted it. And then after you install the trim, then you got to go back and putty the trim. And then you got to go touch up the trim. Also did that. And I'm getting, you know, I'm like getting to the very, very end. So upstairs, done. I've even popped all the doors off, repainted the doors, you know,
man,
meticulously. So everything is, all the flooring is new. I didn't do that work. But I had to hurry up and get out of the way of the actual skilled labor. You know, right. So painting is a skill, and I fake it. So I've been faking it for weeks now, Dom. You see me, man. I look like I fell in a paint bucket each and every day when I get here to do the radio show with you. But I'm too cheap to hire out the work. So I've been doing it every day, night, and weekend that I can possibly spare. And, you know, I'm getting to the end. And I've touched up all the trim, and, you know, it's looking really good, and I'm very excited. And even my wife's starting to grudgingly, although she's like, why did we do this 10 years ago? I'm like, because we weren't selling it then. You know, we weren't preparing for this very competitive marketplace. So anyways, she hired in another skilled professional to put new cabinet fronts on, not in the kitchen. We've got relatively new cabinets. We redid the kitchen 5 years ago. Not just kitchens. Our fine sponsor at that time, Jeff Augustine, yeah. He redid our kitchen and our master. And so anyways, I'm thinking I'm like down to the last 2 hours of touch-up painting. I'm thinking this place is really starting to shine. And then the contractor got out with the new cabinet for the customs in the bedrooms. And they start opening the boxes, and nothing's painted. 18 cabinet doors, and nothing has been painted. I don't have enough paint horses for 18 cabinet doors, Dom. This isn't, you know, a couple hours. This is multi-days. This is like getting kicked hard in the nards, man. Psychologically, I'm just telling you, it has been a real setback for me. The fact that I'm here doing a radio show with you on this Friday, Dom, and not home painting is a testament to the fact that I love you and the audience and you, Rich.
Come on. I don't believe it for a minute. You're just ranting. You're just getting it off your chest. This is your grievance. If we're not here for this moment for us to hear and listen and feel it with you, Crudy, you'd have to deal with this on your own.
If you come to the Crudy open house next weekend, do not touch the cabinet fronts. They might be tacky. Don't touch them. They'll be fresh and white. Don't touch them. So everything will be impeccable.
Okay, so you're gonna do them, right? You're gonna get some. You're gonna do it.
What's plan B, man? A little late to hire out the work now. I've left myself no fallback time. There is no chaos as plan B, Dom. So you know sometimes you've got to rely upon the man in the mirror.
You don't actually put the cabinets back on. You leave them open, so you can see the plates and whatnot in there. You know, it's a very nice look.
You weren't listening. These are like closet doors. They're closet, you know, like built-in cabinet closet doors.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
And they're all brown. And everything else is stark white, you know, just popping white, except the cabinet fronts. They're all brown. So once they're matched and fitted, then they've all got to be taken off. All the hardware's got to be taken off because my wife won't even let me tape it up. I got to take it all off. And then I got to prime two coats. Oil-based prime, let it cure 2 days, and then I can paint. And I didn't even know I was painting these. My wife's like, well, I told you a couple months ago when we ordered them, I gave you the price painted or unpainted. You said you'd paint them. Well, I didn't know there were 18 of them then. And I didn't know this project would be left to the last week. So
I didn't know.
I have been a little more unbearable than usual around the home front. I gotta tell you, I really feel for my family because I'm an angry worker. I'm not like a happy-go-lucky whistle while you work kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like I played football angry, like that, you know, that raw emotion. That's how I paint. Like,
what do you do when you're what is the activity when you're not like that?
When I'm on the Jordan Love boat up at the lake. Yeah. And on the radio with you, I'm not angry. I'm smiling.
Sometimes
I'm faking it for the sake of the audience. I'm really grumbly on the inside.
Well, see, you're the true professional, Curdy.
I share that quality with Trump a bit, a skosh, in that I have very little filter. I've always said the truth will out. You'll know if I'm in a bad mood eventually because I'm going to call somebody out. If I can't pick on the actual person who's offended, then I'm going to find...
Everybody else around me will suffer. Yeah, we know. 844.
Shut up, Shorty.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Happy Friday, my friend. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, first of all, I feel your pain because I just finished a bathroom. I finished it Tuesday. I would have finished it on Father's Day, but my Father's Day present arrived in a limb about 40 feet and about 2 feet in diameter at the bottom that fell across the fence. So I had to deal with that. But anyway,
Happy Father's Day, Doug.
It was fun out there with a chainsaw and cutting up. And yeah, it was about 90 in the shade. My grievance is the national press, even covering the cowering capon that is Lindsey Graham, talking tough about Russia again, and then jumping right in bed with you know who, the biggest guy about Russia on earth, Trump. I mean, did you see him? It was pathetic. He was going on and on and on, and all this tough stuff.
Lindsey just doesn't. Dick, Lindsey just doesn't like to sleep alone. Some people are like that. He's got to jump in bed with somebody.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know darn well he got it slapped around the minute he got off the air. Trump probably called Lindsey. You can't say anything like that about Russia. Are you crazy?
You know, Dick, I've been busy painting. I got to admit, I miss the Lindsey going after Russia and getting slapped by the Cheeto Messiah. Did I miss that? Did he actually get slapped? Like,
no, he said
there was no Will Smith incident I missed this week, was there?
No, but that's, you know, perhaps rhetorically what happened after Lindsey Graham went after, you know, Russia. And Trump doesn't probably like that too much because, you know, I don't see why he would.
You know, I was also on a ladder today and I had sort of promised myself I wouldn't do that anymore. And the front drain spouts. Terribly clogged. I mean, it's spring. They shouldn't be. Well, now it's summer. But it smelled swampy.
Gutterfish, man. You got to clean that out.
I did. With my bare hands.
News from the center, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the political party line, 844-967-2789.
Donald Trump was in Kenosha on Tuesday, and he said a pants-on-fire lie. Actually, several of them.
Yeah, well, he was in Racine.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. At a Racine rally, Trump repeated his false claim, he saved Kenosha in 2020. So I'm sorry, the topic of the lie was Kenosha. And you recall, every time Kenosha gets brought up, what do people bring up? Kyle Rittenhouse,
right? Kyle Rittenhouse,
yep. And Trump's statement, he saved Kenosha. And, you know, he sent the troops that Tony Evers didn't even want. And that's not true. Tony called in the National Guard right away before Trump even offered. But Kyle Rittenhouse is getting run down, and I found this one at the Raw Story Dom, by his own sister, the sister of killer Kyle Rittenhouse, who was found not guilty of intentional homicide after crossing state lines and shooting three protesters, two to death, has taken to GoFundMe to plead for financial help as she and her mother face eviction from their apartment. Kyle couldn't help mom and sis out. Now, according to Faith Rittenhouse, her brother, who has been touring the country giving speeches with the support of Turning Point USA, that's Charlie Kirk's operation, right, Dom? Has refused to help out his siblings and mother. On the GoFundMe, she wrote, "Just under 4 years ago, our lives were shattered when my brother was involved in a tragic shooting incident. The aftermath of this event uprooted our family stability and left us grappling with grief, trauma, and the harsh reality of starting over." She added, "We had difficulty obtaining and maintaining employment due to the fact that many people still believe my mother drove Kyle or was somehow involved in his decision to go to Kenosha." No, but after the fact, she did take him to the bar. "We've struggled emotionally, mentally, and financially to piece our lives back together," noting that she's only asking for $3,000 with $2,145 donated as of Friday morning, she wrote, "With my brother's unwillingness to provide support or contribute to our family, we've been left to navigate this journey on our own," while pointing out that medical issues have waylaid her from being able to keep a job. "We've exhausted every resource available to us, but we're still coming up short. The reality is that we have nowhere else to turn and time is running out. Your donation, Dom, no matter how small, will go directly towards preventing our eviction and ensuring that my family has a roof over our heads, whether it's covering rent, utilities, or even helping us find temporary housing. Your support will make an immeasurable difference in our lives." Now, in a recent post, Kyle Rittenhouse posted that he recently accepted a job as the outreach director with the Texas Gun Rights to advocate for the availability of weapons.
Oh, because it's so hard to get a gun these days.
Only if you're Hunter Biden. In an interview in November with Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyer, Mark Richards, the attorney said his client is working. He's trying to support himself. Everyone thinks that Kyle's got so much money from this, whatever money he did get. Is gone.
Gone? Like, spent? Or what?
Taken by Lynn Wood?
Exactly. Taken by counsel. He added, Crudy, he's living, I don't want to say paycheck to paycheck, but he's living to support himself. Obviously, his lawyer and somebody who I want to do well. I hope he does re-engage in his studies. But right now, he's working full-time. He's living a law-abiding life. and he is doing something that he enjoys. Oh, is he going to protest and shooting people? No, I guess he's working for the outreach director, as an outreach director for the Texas gun rights, to advocate for the availability of weapons.
Well, he's a lawful U.S. citizen, gainfully employed, if not directly by the NRA, by certainly a NRA supportive organization. 844-967-2789. Sorry, while I certainly can appreciate the desperation of a family facing eviction, I have zero sympathy for Kyle Rittenhouse's mama. None. She raised that guy. And she may not have driven him directly to Kenosha for the shooting incident where he killed a couple people, but after his, what, preliminary hearing, didn't she take him to the bar to go take photos with the three presenters?
Like, yeah, and then Kyle
it was sort of a it was celebratory. Yeah. There was a new celebrity to it. The family was sort of, well, they were intoxicated by this new celebrity, Dom, all created because he killed a couple people to protect a car dealership in Kenosha that didn't even ask him to come there. What a fine story. You should get speeches.
Yeah, that sucks. But, you know, there's a price to be paid. You know, she didn't pull the trigger, but she was, according to, numerous news accounts. He was drinking at the bar with his mother 90 minutes after January 5th court hearing, when he took pictures with, what, the Proud Boys, wearing a T-shirt that said free as F.
Dom, there was a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that came down today upholding gun ban for domestic violence restraining orders, and there was one dissent. Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Nothing. No reason. I mean, if I want to shoot Jenny with my gun, I should have every right to do so, even if I got a record of being violent. I mean, that's a strange precedent to one.
Maybe Jenny made him vote that way. What makes you think that he's the one doing that in that household? I have a feeling that she has some input as well.
Well, I'd hate to be Justice Alito when he gets home tonight. Yeah. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. It's a happy hour.
Where's he been,
next.
Man? Where's Justice Alito been?
At home, talking to Mother.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Survivors of domestic violence and gun control advocates praising a Supreme Court decision Friday to uphold federal gun restrictions for those who are under domestic violence restraining orders.
8-1, 8 of the justices on board with a decision that limits the reach of the Second Amendment's guarantee of the right to bear arms. This is a Supreme Court that has been extremely friendly to gun rights claims. This case is different.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Palestinian officials blaming Israel for a strike on a tent camp near Rafah that officials say killed 25 people. Israel says there's no indication the IDF was behind the strike and it's investigating. Abortion advocates in Montana say they've submitted more than double the required number of signatures to put a measure on the ballot this November that would enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution. It becomes the seventh state to have an abortion measure on the ballot this election. This is ABC News. The man convicted of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's California home in 2022 and bludgeoning her husband with a hammer has received another guilty verdict, this time state court in San Francisco.
Only a few weeks ago, David DePape was given 30 years in prison on federal charges for breaking into the Pelosi home. Federal prosecutors argued he committed a terrorist act by going after the then Speaker of the House. Now, a state jury in San Francisco has convicted DePape again on charges of burglary, false imprisonment of an elder, and other counts. DePape and his attorneys admit he broke into the Pelosi home to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage. They argue he had been consuming